What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Jen is slowly losing her crush on Stifler.
Well, I have always had a huge crush on Sean William Scott, the actor who plays Stifler. And then yesterday he co-hosted with Kelly for Live with Regis and Kelly. And he's got a movie coming out this fall or whatever. So, I don't know. I was just noodling around trying to figure it out because Tracy had heard him say some sort of reference yesterday on the show. My wife told me blah. So I started Googling him to figure out if he was married or not, and then came across all these other little tidbits about him, and one of which really turned me off. I was like, oh, he might not be able to be my celebrity crush anymore, because so he has four tattoos, a broken heart on his hip, an infinity symbol on his wrist, a lightning bolt on his thigh. All three of those I was okay with. And then the last one says AMO, A-M-O, which is Latin for I love, on his tailbone.
Which is the small of his back, which is the tramp stamp.
That's the small of his back, right?
That's the tramp stamp right there. That's it. Like, so if a dude has
how
a
do you make out with a man who has a tramp stamp?
So in keeping with the series of impossible questions, what did I call these?
Actually happened anyway. But, you know, it's nice to think about that. But then you think about...
It was like me and Pink. I mean, you know.
Yeah, you think about it.
Just
whatever.
Celebrity.
You had a chance. Like, you had a chance to do this a couple years ago. And
I know. It didn't make it happen.
No.
But this is our segment called It Only Takes One Call. Is there a man listening, a heterosexual man listening to this radio show right now, who has a tattoo on the small of his back? And we'll take calls.
Like, I'm watching the phones right now.
In the event that we don't, I mean, we could also take a call if you are a female who is hooked up with a guy and off came the shirt and you saw the first you saw the top of the butterfly. And then down came the low-waisted designer jeans.
Well, it doesn't
jeans.
Even really matter what it is. It would just be interesting to figure out why they wanted that placement right there. Because, women have it there, it's because they want to pull their pants down halfway and show you their butt.
I don't know why, but I still think, I know it's supposed to be trashy, but I still think it's sexy. I do.
Well, I think that, I mean, whatever. Yeah.
I think it's very,
whatever.
I still think it's sexy.
Do you think it's sexy on him?
On not Sean on, William yeah. Scott, I have to see it first because, I mean, I've had a crush on him as a celebrity for, I mean, a long time.
Mm-hmm. Stifler's getting a little less stiff.
Cheap.
Dumb. Yeah. I can't believe you said that. You're so ridiculous.
Well,
one phone line. I see Sean.
Only takes one.
Oh, she's going
to.
There's another one.
I just would be curious about why the small of the back. Because it seems like a typical girl place to do it. Mm-hmm. I have a couple friends who have tattoos on the back of their necks.
I think that's
sexy. I think that's really cool.
That's hot.
If I had any cojones at all, I would do that. But I don't.
I'm totally on the other side of the whole tattoo thing now. I've got three of them. And as soon as they make a procedure that is less painful than it is right now because it's supposed to be really bad. Mm-hmm. And you have to go in a whole bunch of different times. I'm getting two of the three removed. I'll keep the initials of the kids on my left shoulder, but the wave around the arm and the Chinese symbol on one arm also, those are gone.
What is the Asian symbol supposed to mean?
It's friendship.
Didn't we have somebody translate it?
Yeah, and it was like, it said tool.
Did it translate into friendship?
What about the angel wings on your shoulder blades?
I don't think it translated into friendship, and I don't think it meant tool either, but it wasn't.
It was somewhere in between friendship and tool.
Apparently.
Boosh.
Yes.
Nobody calling Jeff saying that they have one, but we do have a tattoo artist that has applied one.
Come on. This is good.
To a guy.
Okay.
Good morning. Yes, this is perfect. Puck.
Yes.
What is going on? How are you today?
I'm good, man. How's it going?
Doing okay. So you have given a tattoo on the small of a man's back.
We had a guy come into our tattoo shop, and he wanted the word inspiration tattooed across the small of his back in big old English letters.
Okay.
Oh, no.
And he says it was for the ladies.
For the ladies.
Inspiration.
Lucky ladies.
Why are the ladies staring at the small of your back?
Right.
But wouldn't they be staring at it going, I'm never going to hook up with that guy, but I would love to introduce him to my hairdresser, Steve.
I don't know many gay guys that have tattoos on the small of their backs either.
You would be surprised where people get and what they get nowadays.
Really?
Yeah.
Give us a couple.
I want to ask you so many questions. So just be delicate about it.
Right.
And I'm a little nervous asking those questions of a guy named Puck.
Where's the most unusual place you have applied a tattoo on a man? In my kitchen.
You want to turn your radio down? That might help you focus.
Let me see. Back of the ear.
Back of the back ear.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, a black heart.
On the back of the ear?
That's somebody who doesn't really want to get a tattoo?
I've been tattooed in some pretty unusual places.
Where's your most unusual tattoo, and what is it?
My testicles.
Wow, dude.
They say New South.
No, come on. You're jacking with us.
No. I will send you a picture.
No. We're good. We'll believe you.
That's good.
Seriously, you would send a picture of it?
Yeah.
Why in the world would you think that would be a good idea?
Because the New South's always knocking at your back door.
Oh, my God. You are a perv.
His name's Puck. What do you expect? Do you think that maybe some...
Do you ever get action?
Your game is way on, baby.
Oh, it is way off.
Do you think someday you might regret that?
Never.
That is beautiful. How painful was that on a scale of 1 to 10?
A 13.
Yeah, off the charts.
And my
assumption always is like when guys like you get in really freaky, obviously painful places, that it's more of a pain thing than it is a tattoo thing.
The more it hurts, the more you laugh half the time.
Yeah.
Really?
You're just you're like this close to sort of losing it all the time, aren't you, dude?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you are.
And let me ask you a question, because I'm assuming the guy who wrote those words on your scrotum is a friend.
Yes, she is, actually.
She.
Okay, she. That helps.
Mm-hmm.
You're a very creative guy.
She's the last one to see it.
Where do you do your tattoo art out of?
I'm a body mods artist. I do piercings, implants, branding, and scarification. I do tattooing now here and there a little bit. I work at Area 54 Tattoos, the new tattoo shop in Peachtree City.
Okay, that scarification thing. Have you guys seen pictures of this?
Yes.
Oh, what is it?
Dang.
I've never even heard
of
that.
No, it's too disgusting. You don't even explain it.
Tell Jim what this is.
Don't even
what
explain
is it.
It.
Oh, my God.
Who's going to explain it? Don't explain it, because I don't want to hear it.
Oh,
it's
no.
Gross.
I can't see.
It's just...
What did you just Google? Tattoo testicle?
They were showing it's more female area that's been tattooed.
I can't see anything.
But did you hear about the guy... Oh, I'm sorry. Were you saying
explain,
something?
Explain to Jen what the scarification thing
is. You don't want
to
hear it? I'm taking my headphones off.
I do want to hear. I've never even heard of that.
This is gonna jack you up.
Yeah.
We had pictures of this, I thought, up online for a while.
I'm
worse than some guy who's got his thing tattooed.
The most disgusting thing you'll ever hear.
Knocking at your back door.
Come on now. Go ahead, Puck. Tell her what the scarification is.
There's a couple different forms. You have electrocautery branding, which is electroscalpeling. You have normal scalpeling, where you just cut designs into the skin. And then you have what they call etching, which is where you take a tattoo machine and turn the voltage on it all the way up.
So they are scarring. They are cutting you. Large chunks I've seen on the internet.
It's the
large
chunks that come
chunks
off
out of you and for the scarring effect. And you could do whatever you want.
Is that considered, why would you want to do that over getting a tattoo? Is that considered like more hardcore?
Some people don't want to be tattooed. They prefer that the scar is more beautiful than a scar with ink.
Okay.
That's really a
And
commitment.
Do they have to endure the pain of it?
Mm-hmm.
And there's some sort of pleasure in that, right?
Yes.
For some people?
Sure.
Okay. Wow.
That's a commitment.
Ooh, that was fun.
Wow.
Puck, thank you for being the most interesting caller we've had on today.
No problem, guys.
Absolutely.
Y'all have a good one.
See you later, man.
Yeah, that will gross you out. That's if you see pictures of that.
That scar. Well, that's like people that are cutters. I don't understand that whole thing.
Well,
and
it's
then
like cutting, but they actually remove strips of.
If you Google it,
you see the strips.
Yeah,
the strips.
Strips are laying on the floor.
Yeah,
you're kidding.
No. Nope.
What is wrong with people?
Hey, Amanda. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hello.
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 How are y'all?
Good.
Good.
How are you?
Freaked out. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
So you called us because?
Yes. Yes. This guy that I had a crush on for a really long time, all tatted up, took his shirt off one day, had the tramp stamp, makes me wonder a little bit. It's his mom's name.
Oh!
His mom's name?
On the smallest
yeah.
back?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
What the heck?
Yeah, that's real weird. Bizarre.
Did you break up with him as soon as you saw that, or did you stay in that relationship?
No, I didn't know what to think. And then later on, I was like, that's your mom's name? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, okay.
Wow. And then did you break up with him?
Well, we're not dating anymore. He moved, but... yeah. Needless to say, nothing ever happened, really, between us.
You didn't sleep with him?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That, I mean, that was an obvious answer, but...
Here's wow. a woman that just went through with the... I mean, she got married to the guy with a tattoo on the small of his
oh,
back.
Oh, that's cute.
Very quickly here. I've got to get into some commercials. Good morning, Jessica. You're on Q100.
Yeah, my husband has a tramp stamp.
Why? Okay. Why?
He was engaged before, and his fiance drew it and picked the spot for him to get it tattooed on. Mm-hmm.
And you sleep with him? I'm
well,
kidding. I'm
yeah.
kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, I know that's your husband.
Yeah, wow. That is yeah.
It is possible. It does
possible.
Happen.
It Ooh. Does.
Thank you very much.
The Burt Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt-tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear, and it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
So John here, 37 years old. I mean, he's got it made, dude. Things are going great. He just wasn't feeling fulfilled. He's taking a look at his life, and something's not right here. So he sort of felt like, you know what? I think I can find some fulfillment, some more meaning. If I join the military at 37 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. I heard that comment about being almost 40. Who said that?
Only people that are 40 say that people are in their mid-30s are almost 40.
I'm a young, spry 37, I'll have you know.
So tell us your story here, man, because, I mean, at least in your email, it sounds like, I mean, you're on easy street, dude.
Well, I had a pretty good career. It was still up and coming. I'd started in the trenches and worked my way up to a pretty lucrative career. Had the house in the suburbs, just bought the BMW. And just really wasn't feeling it. I mean, I was going and sitting in a cubicle all day long doing my job and just feeling like I was working for the paycheck and nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
And it just wasn't satisfying to me. I really wanted to do something where I felt like I was making a bigger contribution. So actually was watching a show on TV called Carrier, which is about, you know, the United States Navy, and was listening to a lot of these people talk about what they do for their jobs. And I thought, hey, you know, I've wanted to be in the military ever since I was a young child, but when I got to be about 22 years old and wanted to go in, the Cold War ended, the military downsized, so there really weren't any opportunities, so I chose a civilian career instead. Well, this show made me start thinking, well, gee, maybe I should try one more time to get into the military. So I went to talk to the Air Force. The Air Force found out I was over 35, and they had no more interest in me.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, go talk to the Army. So I walked 3 doors down to the Army recruiter and said, hey, I'm 37 years old. I want to come into the military and be an officer. And they started filling out the paperwork, and took about 2 months to get the whole process done. There was paperwork, testing, physicals, a physical fitness test, which I thought was going to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
An officer's candidate board, and since then, got through all of it, and got my class dates, and Monday night I ship out to Fort Benning.
Wow. Congratulations.
That's cool, and thank you. That's neat.
That's huge.
That is pretty impressive right there.
So the Army, did when you walked in after the Air Force said, no, you're too old, the Army didn't have any reservations at your age?
No, the Army is the only branch of the service that will commission people up to age 40.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know that.
I didn't either.
So, you have to get an age waiver in most circumstances, but supposedly they're not hard to get.
Okay.
When you told your family and friends about this, what was their reaction initially?
Well, most of my friends knew that I was doing this while the process was going on. I actually did not tell my family till after I swore in, because I knew my family would probably have a very negative reaction to it, and they did.
They did.
The night that my mom found out, she said that she was about ready to crawl within a ball and cry.
Mm. Yeah, well, I think any mother is a little nervous about their kid going into the military.
And that's it, no matter what age.
Right.
So how did you comfort her? What did you say to her?
Well, I think my mom and dad are both concerned that, you know, I'm going to be killed by the Iraqis on my way to boot camp. And I just try to allay their fears that, you know, it's not as dangerous a job as it seems. And, you know, if I wind up having to give my life in the service of my country, that's okay. And, you know, my dad is ex-Navy himself, so I was kind of surprised that he took it as hard as he did, because I thought he would be probably the more supportive of the two parents.
Was that just competition because he was a Navy man?
It's possible. He's always wanted me to go in the Navy anyway, so it's possible.
And you've always had, like, this little burning desire to be in the military?
Yeah, when I was about 10 years old, I wanted to be an Air Force pilot. And when I was 14, I joined the United States Air Force Auxiliary Civil Air Patrol because they had a cadet leadership program. And I was in that for 6.5 years, started at the bottom, worked my way all the way to the top. I was one of the few cadets that made it all the way through the program and earned the Capstone Award. And about the time that I earned that award, like, I was coming out of college and was looking to be an Air Force officer. And the Air Force downsized along with the other branches because of the Cold War ending. And that's when I kind of took a look at the situation and said, well, maybe there's a reason for this. And, you know, I pursued a civilian career instead.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I've been very successful in my civilian career, there's always been this burning desire to serve in the military and give back to my country. I thought about it again right after September 11th, like a lot of people who joined the military.
Mm-hmm.
But the Air Force still really wasn't too receptive to me going in. And then this last opportunity was like, you know, this is my last opportunity to go in. The Air Force said they didn't want me because I was over 35. The Army said, you know, welcome to your family. And I was like, okay, well, if the only opportunity I have to serve my country is going to be in the Army, then that's the route I'm going to go.
So it's almost like a calling. You know, you hear that all the time about somebody that, you know, has a calling, and it just, you know, continued to pull at you until you did something about it.
Was there one thing that happened, John, that changed your mind? Like, what happened on the day you decided to walk into their office?
I don't know that there was one thing that really changed my mind. Like I say, it was just really, just I felt like it was a calling. I wanted to give back to my country. I wanted to do something substantial. And I really just didn't feel like in the civilian world that I was getting that opportunity. I felt like I was chasing the almighty dollar. I had the material possessions, but they just really weren't satisfying to me.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of what I think really just truly motivated me.
When you put your signature on that piece of paper and you committed, mm-hmm. was there a tremendous sense of fulfillment, or was there a tremendous sense of, oh damn, what did I just do?
I don't even know if it was a sense of fulfillment. I think it was almost like a sense of relief, like I finally got through the process, I'm finally to the point where I'm putting my name on the line and I'm signing in, I'm going to be going. That was kind of how I felt. It was like, whew, finally, it's over, I'm going to be going, you know, now the journey begins.
Because no matter what it is that you're signing up for, you always want to be accepted.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
Like, when he's signing, you know, he's signing his name to the thing, he's like, I made it! I still did it! I'm not almost 40, I'm younger than that, but I almost did it! I did it! Did it!
Hey, Laura, you're on Q100. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to call and say thank you very much for what you're doing and relay to you that my husband did a very similar thing to what you're doing. He was working at IBM, had gotten an MBA, making great money, and he actually got his undergraduate education by going through ROTC. So he had already fulfilled his obligation to the Army and was just doing the guard on the weekends. And when September 11th happened, he was very compelled to go back into the Army full-time, which he did. and he was on military leave from IBM for 6 years, and he's just resigned from them, and he's the commander of the largest battalion in Georgia, and he's deploying again over to Afghanistan next year. Wow. And I just wanted to say thank you, because my husband believes in what he does, and he's so passionate about it, and the other thing that we have a similarity about is his mother does not support it at all and doesn't understand why he does it, and that's a little disappointing.
Yeah.
Well, I still think mothers get a pass. I think that, you know, mothers...
It's their job to be worried, no matter
absolutely.
What you do.
And it comes from a good place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're just being protective. That's what they do.
You scared at all?
Am I scared? No.
No.
And what's really interesting is, you know, when my mom first reacted the way she did, you know, I went out to the Army website, and there's a section on there called For Parents. And I went out there to look to see what they have to tell parents as far as, you know, allaying their fears and, you know, explaining why it's a great thing that your son or daughter has gone into the Army. And unfortunately, it's geared toward parents who have younger children who are going in like 17, 18, 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there really was nothing there that I could give my parents because I'm 37. I don't need the Army to pay for college. I don't need the Army to train me in a skill. So, you know, there was nothing there for me to give my parents, unfortunately.
Right. Well, at one point or another, we should all thank you. I mean, it doesn't matter if you agree in this war or not.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, if you don't support the war, you have to at least support the troops.
Absolutely.
Well, I think everybody does. So, Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you so much.
Before we let you go here, good morning, Valerie. You're on Q100.
Hi, Bert. I was wondering if there was a chance to get some information on him so I could, you know, write him, be a pen pal, someone to encourage him as he goes through his trial.
Ooh, nudie pictures.
Jeff? Oh, my God, Jeff.
What?
You make something so nice, so... naughty.
Isn't that what happens when you write to people in the military? Don't you gotta send them nudie pictures?
Hey, John, will you do this for us when you get there and they give you an email address? Will you give it to us? Because I'm sure people are going to want to keep in touch with you.
Well, I won't have access to a computer for about 5 months while I'm in training. Everything that you do would have to be via the U.S. mail. I actually have a Facebook site that I got a friend that's going to maintain for me. I'm going to mail her my information, and she's going to put it online on Facebook. But what I can also do is I can also send the address to the Burt Show as well, if you want to post it online.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
That'd be great. Some were calling asking if you have children.
No, I am actually never married and have no children.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, man, I really appreciate you sharing your story. We really do.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you.
Yeah. You know who's pumping her fist in the air is Valerie. Never married. Yeah, no, you
go get him, Valerie.
Bring it. Yeah.
She's taking the pictures right now.
Uh-huh.
No, first article of clothing just came off.
She already has them. She took them when they were 21. She's been sending them out ever since.
And serious, though, John, I want to tell you that I think a lot of people go to work or go to their cubicles every day and feel the way you do or sort of maybe think in the back of their mind they have that calling but don't ever do anything about it.
Yeah.
So I want to say kudos to you for actually taking action and making your dreams a reality.
No problem. I'm glad to do it.
The Burt Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt-tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear, and it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Good morning, Angel. You're on Q100.
Hello.
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 I heard y'all talk about the guy that called 911 because from Subway or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I worked at a wing restaurant last year when I was in school, and I actually had some people call 911 because we wouldn't give them a refund on their wings.
Are you kidding me?
That's crazy.
They ate all their wings and then wanted a refund, and we wouldn't do it, so they called 911 and had the police department come out there, and they actually all got arrested for criminal trespassing.
No kidding.
Wow.
There's no list that says what an emergency is, so everybody has, like, a different definition, right?
Mm-hmm. And he's so fired up in this phone call. Like, he really does think this is an emergency.
He really believes this is legit. It doesn't even dawn on him, not for one second, that he is taking the space of somebody that could be calling whose grandfather just passed out in the living room.
Right. Whose kid needs the Heimlich.
You say that we don't know there's no list of what an emergency is, but I think it's common sense that if property or health is in danger, that's an emergency. Right?
That's one definition or two definitions.
Right. And by property, we don't mean you left your wallet somewhere and you need a ride back to pick it up. We mean your house is on fire, your neighbor's house is on fire.
Or something life-threatening.
Your car broke down in the middle of 85.
Most people don't need this explanation.
Okay.
And you say common sense, but everybody's common sense is different.
So for some people, it could be mayonnaise at Subway.
So before we judge, here's the reason why he called. He was complaining that he ordered a Subway sandwich, and he ordered it with spicy Italian sauce on it.
Okay.
And once he opened it and he was out of the store, he realized that they didn't put the sauce on it.
Okay.
And I think the store closed, and they wouldn't let him back in to get his sauce. And he's pissed. He's concerned, I should say. It's an emergency. This is an actual call. These are two calls. I'm going to play two calls for you because he's mad in the first one. And then he doesn't get the proper attention that he wants. So he calls back a second time.
And this just happened.
This was last week.
Yeah, this isn't something that was like on the internet for years and we just found it. Like, this happened a week ago.
That's the 911 Williams.
Yes, ma'am. My name is on Atlantic and Bowling Avenue. Mm-hmm. And I went to Subway sandwich shop and ordered two sandwiches, and I paid almost $12 for the sandwich. I did not get the sandwiches the way that they made to be made the way I wanted to. I brought the sandwiches back up here. The woman didn't tell me that she was going to make my sandwiches over. Okay? She can't tell me that they can't do this, they can't do that. All right. Now, since I'm on the phone with you, they locked the door on me. They got the sandwiches that I paid for inside their store.
Sir.
I'm not leaving here until I get what I paid for. I'm not going to sit and pay $12 or $10 for some sandwiches and don't get what I paid for. Hello?
I'm here. I was waiting until you finished yelling at me.
She's
stunned. I'm just upset right now.
Excuse me. Can I call?
I'm on the phone with you. The employee just came up here and locked the freaking door. And I got both of the sandwiches. They did not make right for me inside the store. And we locked the door.
What is the name of the sandwich shop?
Excuse me?
What is the name of the sandwich shop?
Subway. In front of Texaco.
What is your last name?
And Bowling.
What is your last name? Before the police will get them over to you.
Thank you.
Subway.
No. Subway next to the Texaco.
I mean, she really was going to send a police officer.
She kept it together pretty well.
Probably for him.
I was really surprised she didn't say, "This is not an emergency, sir. Handle it tomorrow with the manager." She kept it together. She at least placated him and said, "I'm going to send a cop over there."
Do you think she said that with the intention of she called the cops and goes, "Look, this guy's making a fraudulent 911 call"?
Or
it is illegal.
I don't know what the procedure is.
I don't know if you have to call.
Yeah.
And tell the officer, and then the officer makes the determination if he's actually going to go or not, or if he is on his way to Subway and then he gets a legitimate call. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Either way, the dude is standing outside the Subway and he doesn't like that the cops haven't shown up in a timely fashion.
Oh, of course.
Oh, no.
So he calls back.
Jacksonville 911, Hildebrand. 911, hello.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
I'm sorry. I had called not too long ago. My name is. I got a situation over here with Subway sandwich shop.
Do you have that address, sir?
It's right here on Atlantic and Bowling.
Okay, sir. What's going on there?
Well, I ordered two sandwiches, and I asked for everything in one sandwich. And the other one, I asked for certain things on the other sandwich. I didn't get what I paid for on the first sandwich that I ordered. So I brought the sandwiches back and asked, can I get my sandwiches made the way they're supposed to be made since I paid for them? She did not state that she was going to make my sandwich the way they supposed to or nothing. Then she turns around, well, sir, you said this, you said that, I'm not going to make your sandwich. But she never stated that she was going to make my sandwich the way she wanted to.
Okay. Well, I said that we have your call, and as soon as we have an officer, we're going to send them to you, okay? I can update it that you're asking for a response.
You know, all I'm saying is, when I called the officer earlier today, not too long ago, got the two sandwiches that I paid for at the Fort Worth restaurant, and the guy came out and he locked the door. So, if I can't get my food that I paid for, and he locks the door, I want my money.
Okay, I'm going to send an officer to you, so we still have your call, okay? I'll update it with this information, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Do you think there's any chance that the 911 dispatchers were starting to jack with them at that time? Like, they knew they weren't going to send a cop out or anything.
Well, I think Melissa might have a point, because technically, that's a theft, right? Like, if he paid for something and they didn't deliver it to him and they took it back and locked it in the store so they could... She could say, all right, they stole his sandwiches, and they could send a police officer. But I don't know if you guys have ever had to call the cops for something non-emergency. Like, you're at the bottom of the list. They got a lot of stuff to do. They got, you know what I mean? Like, they got crimes and tickets and all the, like, regular business. So if you got a cat up your tree.
Well, I think this could be opposite, though. He was so angry that maybe they would check him out, because if he's angry enough and he's sitting outside the subway, they're going to keep him from breaking back into the subway to get his money, because in that last phone call, it sounded like he was threatening to break in and get the money.
I'm surprised we didn't get a third phone call going, hi, I work at the subway. I work at Subway behind Texaco.
By the Texaco.
And there is a crazy man in front of the store, and he will not leave
because
he threw his sandwiches back at me, and I didn't give them back to him.
The Burt Show.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.